Yeah. I think he lives in a trailer. Like an RV type thing.
Yeah.
That's... Now, I don't listen to his long form rant. I tend to listen to his more scripted and produced stuff.
Building work at
the solar line. It's too light. Too light out here. I can't be fine. The building can't figure it out. That's its problem. It's got some sensor somewhere. You know, it could be on a timer and they're going to have to change it.
They just went out.
Oh. They just adjusted it for daylight savings. We'll have to still do that. That's just spooky.
Charlie, dude, I was looking at you and said, you could be on a timer. Correct it at all.
I'm more of a sensor guy when it gets down to it. Time varies too much. I don't find it to be very reliable. But, anyway.
Yeah.
It's not cold.
It's the winter that must be.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's like gorgeous this morning.
Yeah. So, yeah. This lady's got me thinking about fairness, and that's always a bad place to stick me, huh? Oh, I used to get onto the kids when they used to plead fairness, and I would just give it to them.
That's so great.
Yep. Oh, stand up. You said the magic word that gets you into more trouble. You can swear all you want to in my house, but don't ever talk about being fair. Fair is evil. God never said anything about being fair. He said he didn't show favoritism. That's really different. That's not being fair. Being fair is you treat everybody the same. That's not the same.
You treat everyone equal.
You try to, yes. But, I don't even know if that's the right way to state it, huh? Because you don't. There's going to be winners or losers. It's based on criteria that most people don't understand.
You show what you're marking off. Oh, I'm marking off for this and
yes.
I'm marking off
for
that.
Here's this. Here's how many points I took off. Yeah. It's much like that. So it might very well be them comparing apples and oranges. They got 95 and you go, I don't tend to. Just now, I don't know. Sometimes I'll just take off 1 point. But I don't tend to. I take off a point if you just flat don't produce 5 pages. You know, if it's 4 pages and then a line or 2, it's like, no, this is not 5 pages.
Yeah.
If it's 4¾ pages, I'll use that slide. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which is why I said, oh, well, we need to... You know, I'm asking if she wants to pursue it. If she says yes, I say, well, then you'll have to tell me who the person you compared with is. Because I'll have to re-evaluate both of you. And you go, but no, that, yeah. Chances are, if I'm looking at it harder, I'll find more things to grade off on.
I'll be more stringent.
Yeah, I'll be more stringent. Where before, it was like, yeah, I was being... I usually give people a lot of things, you know. It says, yeah, it says, usually a reevaluation does not work in one's favor. When we let her decide, I'd really rather her just drop the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just say, never mind. Here you go, go take that. Just trust me, the world is a much better place if we just kind of say, well, that didn't work out very well, and move on, you know. That's why justice is such a tricky thing. I don't leave justice in the hands of of the government, court, unless I absolutely have to.
My friend Elaine is such a whiner.
A whiner?
If she got anything
less than an A.
Like if she got a B.
She would be in your face.
I had nothing to do with what she had written. So we'd already gone over this test, and everything was explained, and that's when she would have gone up and said,
yeah, I should get an A. And you're going,
yeah. And I should A for her every time.
Oh, see, and that's exactly what you never do. I said, you know what? I said, I was probably tired then, but guess what? That's the grade you got.
I need to lower my grades whenever my car just comes out the window and I'm going to have to go home. I'll never be able to do this.
Your problem. Not mine. I'm not here to make sure that you keep your scholarship. You're here to make sure you keep your scholarship.
And she's the one who got the award.
Yeah, I know.
And
for all your work.
I'm happy with all of it.
Right.
I'm doing my own.
College is... Number one, that's why I say, says don't get weird about your grade. Yeah, it is unfair. And you go, don't get weird about your grade.
I went to little quarter after all was said and done. I got one more work.
I
didn't expect to win it. But when she wanted knowing that I had helped her.
And she didn't acknowledge that?
Yeah.
On some level?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't have been expecting that.
I went to go before this, and I told him. I said, you gave her that award. And I'm not going to ask her if it's given to me or anything. But I'm just telling you, she didn't deserve it. Because I helped her.
A lot.
I did all of her fucking drawings. Her renderings. I... did the slide presentation for her because I did this to her.
Why are you expecting for college to take that into account? Why did you expect that? It's okay. I mean, you're a nice person. And you thought that being nice was going to be rewarded. And you go,
isn't
rewarded.
I didn't think about anything about being rewarded. Except
whatever.
The fact that you got rewarded
was
part of my world.
It bugged you. Yeah. She, on some level, took advantage of it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think either one of us thought about
something. You actually let her.
At the end, maybe she did, because, you know, we've gone through a little ASID graduation before, and there was a, you know, top student.
You knew what it was all about.
And I'd forgotten all about that one. In the back of her mind, she knew.
She knew that if she got that award, it was going to help her eventually, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
She was in the field of interior design.
Yeah.
You were not.
Yeah. But.
You never made it.
She put that on her resume.
Sure she did. You know she did.
Was she able to produce?
Nah, she was just a foot in the door. Yes, it does say that you can do better than other people.
Yeah.
And yes, it does get your foot into more doors. They want to have the best from your class, not just that you passed the, you know, that you have a degree. That doesn't matter. They want the number one. That's what matters. Anything below number one doesn't matter. It doesn't help. So, yeah. And you're going, just get mad at the industry for treating the world like that? And go, no, how else are they going to do it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's just the one. Yes. But it profited her greatly.
If she had just taken the grades that she had been given,
she probably wouldn't have done as well.
No.
The problem was, she got into the thing of, if you whine, you get what you want.
Yeah.
Then you go, this isn't good. And yeah, I said, I'm sorry, I don't care if you're a if you're a wonderful bishop or whatever, if this is what you do for money, and you're pulling this stunt for students, I consider you a bad professor. I don't think much of you. But I don't want them to get discouraged. And you go, as far as I'm aware, this must be a calling. If you let any old person in here and you walk them through, let them do just whatever, and you go, now, I says, I'm a light grader. I'll be honest. I basically give points for breathing. And you go, and the funny thing is, I get castigated just as hard as you do. And you probably think that you're this marvelous person that really stretches them. And you go, I doubt it. I said, be honest about yourself. Be honest about the results of what you do. That's all. You know? Don't get weird about any of the rest of it. You know, my biggest thing and my justification is the business world is tough and you have to do things on time. Just, business is a lot about missed opportunities. And you have to learn that.
Yeah.
Unless you're willing to at least go out there and strike at it, you're not going to get anything. You don't get points for turning in late. You don't get nothing for turning in late. You don't even get considered. Don't even read your stuff. I said, so, yeah. And if that's a one thing I can give them, I think it's a disproportionately large usefulness to them, ultimately. Because I think they will progress much more. It's funny because I'm not a guy who really cares about this stuff, but yet I teach something. Because here it is, I teach something I really don't care about. And you go, but I try to be intelligent about it. You know, I'm a maverick. I'm a troublemaker. That means I'll never be a manager. Because I do. I break rules more than I keep them. Now, some wonderful things happen, but it causes discord or other things that are far more important to management and administration than accomplishments do, especially in universities. Very sad. Universities have actually, to my way of thinking, totally flushed whatever purpose they thought they had down the toilet in the whole thing of, we'll take whoever we can talk into coming, and we'll do with them whatever we can, and when they're done, we'll give them a bachelor's degree in something. And you go, and this is exactly why nobody has much respect for it anymore. And when they come back, they go, well, all those other places are just diploma factories. And you go, yeah, but they can actually show that these people accomplish things. I said, you guys, you can't even show that. You can't show it. It's like garbage. People are right. It has more to do with being an indoctrination camp than it is with anything else. And you're going, it's sad. Eastern New Mexico, which is very conservative, very religious, all that stuff, you know, people whose basic belief system is, if you work hard, you can make a living here, which is what this land used to require. Still kind of does. and you're going, all that tax money that gets taken out of this region is used to actually indoctrinate their children to be against the region. And it's like, then why does this university exist? It should not. It should be starved into death. It says, isn't it sad? And you go, now, this is a gradual thing. It's taking time. And it's not really working very well. The whole, you know, oh, we're going to welcome all kinds of interesting people. And you go, yeah, but you're supposed to inculcate our values into them.
Yeah,
it's not back to the way. It says, yeah, the fact that they're here doesn't mean that we bend over backwards and say, oh, aren't they wonderful? And you go, no, they're not. They don't, you know, if you're going to a regional school, it's supposed to reflect that region. Its main purpose is to give a higher preparation to people here without basically telling them that they can't have the ideals and standards that they used to have. If I was a regent of this school, I would rip it a new one. And saying the next college president here, he needs to have a pedigree from here. He needs to be a rancher or a farmer. I don't even care if he's got a PhD. I'm not really sure I care. There's going to be somebody who steers this thing in accordance with the prevailing culture of taxpayers. Of course, that's tricky because you go, you know, how much money did this college get from that Kennan Air Force Base? Whoa. And you go, they'll exercise a lot of influence too. Oh, yeah. It says, now, is it kind of evening out? Sure. People can choose to go to other places. Like me, I went to Western Governors for my master's. I didn't pay enough attention to it to know if they had a certain political bent. It didn't matter. I was too busy.
Pumping it out.
Just pumping out that work and getting it over with. Which is interesting. Totally against, see, it's like Eastern. You go, you guys have no soul. I don't mean to be rude, but you don't have a soul. Long ago, you guys decided that the only distinguishing factor between you and any other college is the fact that you were a little cheaper. As a residential university. It says, and you guys have been doing distance learning like crazy, trying to keep the cost down. And you go, guess what? The people who do it by distance, half the people take my class are not from this area, are not even here. One of them is in, I think, somewhere in the Middle East right now, taking the class. And it's like, okay. And you're going, is there any reason why they're going to Eastern? You go, no, except for the money, maybe. Except that they heard that the classes are easier? I don't know. So, I find it all very interesting. Now, people say, well, we've got to make this institution survive. And you go, well, I don't know that. Just frankly, I don't necessarily agree. How dare you? And you go, sorry. I said, the fact that it's not getting enrollment, even though it's cheap, that says something. That's a place that's not really needed. And you go, you know what? Taxes pay for a big chunk of this. And you're going, I don't like having my taxes spent on unnecessary things. It's just that simple. know how many jobs this creates? Then you go, yeah, I do, actually. I run the database, strangely. I think I do know a few things. Now, knowing that, so now I can't give you a figure. I can go get it for you in about 5 minutes. That's not relevant. I said, it's disingenuous to keep people believing that they have a career here. I said, alongside the students not coming to school here, faculty should start disappearing to go to better climes that are a little more stable. I said, and smarter staff members should be looking for other places. I said, nothing should be considered a jobs program. It is. I said, those guys all say, oh, we're too funded by the state. Other states have really cut their endowment to state universities. Some universities don't get any money from their state at all, even though they are a, quote, state university. Had to find other funding streams. And you go, you guys used to tout that as something good. We need to do that, too. But as soon as it really starts coming, you guys all start screaming. Start talking about other things. If I was Dr. Elwell, I'd be in engineering my exit, as I am. Just the rest of you, too. Anybody that I consider friends, I'm saying, the guy's looking for another job. Why? And you go, because this place rises and falls on the oil market predominantly. Says, and that's dangerous. I says, you know, I said, here's the funny part. A lot of our more liberal instructors here love that Green New Deal. And you go, now you guys know that if that Green New Deal actually starts coming to pass, I said, this university is toast. Because if oil money starts becoming irrelevant because we're not going to be using oil as much, this place is gone. You guys got that, right? Says, if anything, all you people here that think your jobs depend on it, you guys should be going, go use more oil, more oil. Shut it up. That's right. This is, you know, this is, I don't mean to be rude, but you guys do have PhDs. You're supposed to have some intelligence to you. And you go, I'm sure you're fine in your fields, but you got to have at least a general intelligence, which says, don't bite the hand that feeds you. If you're living off of something that's old and about 2 feet from death, it's really dumb to stay loyal to it up until the very bitter end. Much smarter to pick your exit time rather than having circumstances pick your exit time. That's always been mine. And so, you know, that's what I'm saying. If you've got any possibilities at all, you better start throwing yourself against the big boys, because the big boys are going to survive all this. You need to start teaching at Harvard. Even if you have to start all over again as a little pissant instructor. This is because Harvard's going to survive. This place? I said, there'll be a bunch of abandoned buildings one day. Question of when. It's hard to know. You've gotten, how many reprieves have you guys got? In the last 15 years, this university's been on the ropes. And you're going every time, pulled out some rabbit out of a hat. You go, how many rabbits do you think there are? Just, there could be an unlimited number. Who knows? But usually not. Life usually comes to smack. That's why you move into a house to pay for. You fix all the crap about it that makes you sneeze. And when people go, oh, you keep taking things decreases, and you go, I've only got to survive the next 10 years. You know? So I can get through the next 10 years, but then again, you know, just, I don't know if that pension's going to come, going to keep holding on. Right now, it's actually in pretty good shape. Yeah, yeah. When people say, oh, you should stay here, you go, no, I think so. Number one, my wife doesn't want to live here. I don't really want to live here. I don't care. But, yeah. Anyway, fun times ahead. You're gorgeous. You're wonderful. You're going to take another run?
Yeah.
Can do one? Build up?
Yeah.
Okay.